Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1095. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv by Rabban Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lirafu Shalema Sara Fega Basle Nechama. Getting back to our Malacha of Zareya, planting. Okay, we are in the middle of the Malacha of Zareya, which is planting. And I just want to move a little bit to, in reference to the flower issues, which we've spoken about in the Malach of Koitzer in various different ways. We actually spoke about some of the Zoreya, Shilas, in other words, in reference to planting when it comes to flowers, putting them into water and so on, but just the Chazer Movavi to go through and review those halachas again a little bit. Because of the fact, it is our Malach of Zareya planting. So first and foremost, we want to keep in mind, like we've spoken about in conjunction with the Malach of Kotzer, uprooting. So, and that is anything that's attached from before Shabbos. Let's say a person has flowers that were attached before Shabbos and somehow they became unattached. In other words, they were attached to the ground or wherever it is on Shabbos itself. So or if it's fruits we spoke about, fruits that fell on Shabbos, as long as Bein HaShemesh is going into Shabbos, these items, flowers, fruits, or whatever it is, were still attached to their place of growth. So then that would all be muksa. The cases that we're talking about is only items that were pre-cut, that were cut before Shabbos, and one had in mind to, whatever. These are flowers for Shabbos and so on, which many people have a beautiful minute to buy flowers for Shabbos. So, be it as it may, he brings down like this in the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes. He goes through just a few various different the halachas, general concepts of with the flowers, with most of them which we spoke about, but just to go through them again real quickly, in reference to our malacha regarding Zareya, he says one is not permitted to place flowers into water if they are capable of opening up or growing. So plain and simple, a person has flowers and they're not in water, they're cut, let's say, obviously if they're not cut, they're muksa altogether, but they're not cut, just putting them into water is not allowed to be done. If they're gonna be opening up, they're gonna be growing, even just budding, even the leaves will be opening up. Any type of, growth, of course, it cannot be put into water, can't be put into soil, that's obviously, we understand that, but even into plain water also, because, this would constitute the Torah prohibition, the malacha of Zareya planting. So he just goes through, now what about when the flowers are not going to be growing against items which we spoke about? If if the flowers will not open up or grow more, one may only return them to the water, to put them into fresh water that you can't do. Even now we're dealing with case in time where they won't be growing. There's no budding, there's no growing, they're not opening the leaves and all these type of things. But even in such a case, one may only return them to the water, but not to put them into new water. We've discussed this, and like I said in the Kaiser, one may not prepare water to place them for the first time, nor may one change or add to the water. You can't change them or add to the water also, just to put them back in the same water that they were before, and in conjunction with that, they're not going to be growing anymore, or not going to be opening anymore, or something like that. These three acts are all usur midrabanan under the category of tircha yisera, which is doing strenuous work and so on. And there were certain instances that we said it might be possibly okay, but we're not going to go through all. We did give shiurim on that, but in general, where they won't be growing, so you can't say that it's usur al the malach of Zareya, but it's a tircha yisera type of a thing, which we did talk about. If one has prepared water before Shabbos but forgot to put the flowers, he brings this down from the Sharetzi, and that again, if one had prepared water before Shabbos but forgot to put the flowers in, they may put the flowers in on Shabbos if they will not open up or grow. Again, assuming that, again, our case is flowers are not growing, flowers are not budding, nothing's happening. To go ahead and prepare water, change water, that you can do. But now the question is, I have the flowers, and I have, they prepared the water before Shabbos. I just forgot to put the flowers in. That's the whole story. Just putting the flowers in, nothing's happening. It's a done deal, right? So in such a case, they forgot to put the flowers in. So there's a Sharetzion, actually, that we spoke about, that they would be allowed to put them in on Shabbos if they will not open or grow. So just to read that again real quickly, if one has prepared one has prepared water before Shabbos but forgot to put the flowers in, they may put them in on Shabbos if they're not going to grow open or the like. Of course, you have to do it before Shabbos, but we're talking about cases whereby one forgotten, the flowers are just going to die and, you know, whatever, you won't have anything. If necessary, one may ask a non-Jew to prepare the water and put such flowers in also, to ask a guy, to do it in that instance also. He brings on, if necessary, to asking a non-Jew to prepare the water and put such flowers in would also be okay. He brings that from the Shmiras Shabbos Kehilchasa. And the reason being, he brings that down that, he brings from the Shmiras Shabbos Kehilchasa that he says like this, it would seem that Amira Lanachri, which is telling a guy to do something in a case of Tirchi Yisera, which is, there's no derice over here. Again, we're talking about flowers that are strictly not going to grow, not going to open. So it's just a question of Tirchi Yisera, an extra, action on Shabbos whereby one is not supposed to do. But if one could occur a loss, then it would be allowed telling a guy. It's a question of they're going to lose all the flowers. It's a shtickle of a hefsid, and to tell a guy in this instance, again, assuming that the case that these flowers are not growing. When it's a question of flowers growing, that you can't, because then that's the Isra of Amir Lanachri, telling a guy to do something on Shabbos, and it cannot be done. Over here, it's sort of like a shvus to shvus to an extent. Okay, again, like I said, we're not going to get too much into it, but just to chazer over what we spoke about in the Melacha of Kaitzer. If one, he goes further, if one has prepared water, let's say getting to Sukkos, for example, on Sukkos, right? So he says like this, during Sukkos, he brings this down from the Shulchan Aruch and Aruchayim, Mishabur, and so on. So he says, again, this all could be found in the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes on page 319. During Sukkos, excluding Shabbos that falls out during Sukkos. Now, on Shabbos, we have to know the lulav is, the lulav, of course, Hadassim, Aravos, is all Muxah. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about now on Yom Tov. During Sukkos, one may return the lulav and hadassim and aravis to the water if they need it. In other words, to put it back again to the same water that it was before. They're not opening, it's not getting better, nothing's happening. It's just a question of putting it back into the same water. So he says, la'an Sukkos, one may return the lulav, hadassim and aravis to the water if they need it. One may even add water a little bit. Again, on Sukkos, on Yom Tov, he brings even such a case to add a little bit of water, as is needed for Sukkos in conjunction with, again, they're not growing and so on. It's just a little bit just to keep them moist. So he brings this down from again the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch HaShulchan, he brings it down. We're not going to get too much into it right now, but one may even add a little bit of water as is needed for Sukkos. However, one may not prepare water for the first time, nor may one change the water to get water ready for the first time for the Hadassim HaRavos. Again, even in a case whereby nothing's growing, nothing's happening, you're dealing with Tirchi Yisera, can't be done. However, as we mentioned, one may not place them in water if they will open or grow further by doing so, like we said. It's important to note that on Shabbos that falls during Sukkos, the lulav may not be handled, which would be muksa. Lulav, like we said, Hadassim, Aravos, Arul, Muksa on Shabbos, we're only dealing with Yom Tov. And just a side note, if somebody, a lot of times people, we mentioned also the Melach of Kaitzer, a lot of times people have a mind, they want to grow or start to grow a Aravos tree, so they say, well, on Yom Tov, I'll put the Aravos into water and have them start growing that. You can't do it. In Chol HaMoed, we spoke about, one cannot do that. You know, I'm going to start to grow my Aravos tree and put it in and have it take root and everything. Even on Chol HaMoed, one has to be careful not to do that, just to wait till after Sukkos, after Yom Tov, and do what they have to do. On Sukkos, we're just doing what we need, sort of like to get by, like we explained. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.